Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
7:01 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are The Morning Shift with Mike, Bo, Ali Mack, and Dylan. You can find us on Twitter. Reach out regarding anything we're talking about today at 92.9 Morning Shift. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Now, we barely scratched the surface of the Braves series over the weekend. Earlier, we were mainly talking about Chris Sale, but yesterday they did lose 5-3, took 1 of 3 against the Marlins. And it just feels like we go back and forth from being up when we sweep the Mets and then down again when we can't get more than one win against the Marlins. I'm baffled by this team, guys.
You know, the frustrating part is we spend so much time talking about Chris Sale, rotation, all these other things, and bottom line is, and Alex Anthopoulos has said this time and time again, that your margin of error as a pitching staff is zero. Mm-hmm. Like, you cannot miss, it feels like, you know, if you're a starting pitcher or a bullpen pitcher for the Atlanta Braves, because the offense just continues to do absolutely nothing too many times. There's multiple guys that are coming around and that are getting hot. Ronald Acuna is just scorchingly hot right now. But when you add in and sprinkle in a little bit of Alex Verdugo, who has 10 hits this month, and Michael Harris, who has the worst OPS in the league, and, you know, Nick Allen, who, let's just be honest, he's there for his defense. It's just frustrating, man. There's no way around it. This team continues to do nothing at the plate more times than not. And when you have a Bryce Elder situation that you did, miss one spot, groove a pitch, have one guy hit a good pitch, and then all of a sudden it feels like the game is over and that thing has slipped away from you.
Michael Harris has the worst on-base percentage in Major League Baseball, I think. Or at least for, like, starting outfielders or mm-hmm. something. Dave O'Brien had it. I'm trying to find it now.
I thought it was OPS.
No, he's the worst Harris has the worst on-base percentage among all Major League Baseball qualifiers by a full 5 points. He hasn't walked in 29 games, which is 113 plate appearances, and has struck out 26 times in that span. He only has 10 walks all season. Only 3 players that qualify have fewer. That's Dave O'Brien. Appreciate his stat. Obviously, The Athletic. The Nick Allen thing. All right. This is going to sound really ridiculous, what I'm about to say, kind of hypocritical. I can live with Nick Allen because his glove is so good.
Of course.
It's almost the same reason why when people say, send Michael Harris down, I'm like, you can't be this dumb. Because the reason is that you're saving so many runs by having his defensive glove out there. However, it's almost becoming to a point where I'm not sure if that juice is worth the squeeze anymore in the outfield. The Verdugo thing, it's going to be done soon. You've got, I think July 2nd. Might be the date that Profar is eligible to return. He will be caught up immediately. Profar is crushing it in AAA right now. I think he had a 2-home run game over the weekend down there in Gwinnett, or up there in Gwinnett, or in Gwinnett.
Over there.
It's just, but that's the problem, is that's where this team is all of them. I actually thought, other than Friday night, the offense was better. I saw better approaches from Matt Olson's approach right now at the plate is just phenomenal.
Yeah.
I think he's a 23 or 24 on base streak.
It is June.
And he's working walks. I mean, he's seeing the ball well. Ozuna, I think, seeing the ball. Now he got a couple of strikes called him, shouldn't have been. But then you have, I thought Ozzie's approach was better.
Ozzie was much improved over the weekend, I agree.
But he's still struggling, but his approach was better. He had a good day yesterday, I think.
And to your point about, about Matt Olson, you know, look, I thought multiple times the first inning, it was warning track power in the first inning, and I'm like, if these baseballs weren't dead this year, which they've admitted that they are, I'm like, that ball might fly out. There was numerous times throughout the game. I think Drake Baldwin hit one as well, where you thought the situation. But I agree with you. I think Matt Olson is squaring the ball up. I think Marcell Ozuna needs to start. He said he's starting to feel better after the hip tear. So, we'll see if he can start coming around. And Ozzie. But again, it's like you just said, and you and I both kind of lead off of this when we talk about offensively. You can't have three black holes in this lineup, and that's what they have right now. So I'm actually on team Michael Harris. Send Michael Harris to the minors for a little bit, and I don't think that does anything for you in the short term. I'm starting to worry about his career. I'm starting to worry about the longevity of his career, and I think he needs a reset button. I think he needs to stop. He swings at so many freaking bad pitches. Plate appearance after plate appearance after plate appearance. He swings at balls outside of the zone to where it makes me want to puke. And so, yeah, a reset for him, I'd be fine with it. I know you might be losing something in the outfield.
Yeah.
But at a certain point, I start worrying about the longevity of the guy himself, who you owe a lot of money to over the next 5 years.
And I'm all for – I understand that you expand the strike zone when you get two strikes on you to be now you're a defensive hitter a little bit. But within reason – he's expanding his strike zone. I mean, it's just anything goes. If the ball bounces up there, it just really looks rough right now.
Well, with Nick Allen and Michael Harris, defensively, they are phenomenal. But if people were hitting better around them, would this be as big of a conversation?
One, not both. You can't have... See, the problem is you have Ozzie, who is just not being good at the plate. Verdugo / Eli White, who both have come to a screeching halt when it comes to production. And then Harrison Allen, you can't have four, Allie. You can have two. We can have one, maybe two. You can't have four.
And you know what my biggest problem is with the entire thing that you just talked about? Alex Verdugo is terrible in the field. And that's one of the biggest issues. And I know we keep saying, well, Profar will be back eventually. And I know it's just over a week or whatever until he comes back. The problem is that so many times over the last couple of weeks have you seen balls hit that have hit the dirt, either fair territory, in the gap, whatever, that I'm like, I know that there are more than half the outfielders that play left field in the major leagues can get to that ball. And Verdugo's not doing it on either side of things. And look, I mean, when Alex Verdugo was signed here, and I'm not trying to bring up old stuff, but I remember looking into how is this guy still available at this point? He's had a good career. He's been a good hitter. And a lot of the whispers were about defense. And, off-season work and, putting in the effort and things like that. And it just has continued to go south. I remember saying right when Alex Verdugo was signed, like, Alex Verdugo ain't going to save you. And then for like the first 2 weeks, he did save you.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been serviceable since. But every time I see him play the outfield right now, it is maddening to watch this guy chase after a ball. And, see so many times could I feel like he could get pitchers out of jams by chasing down balls that hit in foul territory or whatever else it is, and he can't get there. He's not getting a good jump or doesn't have a good top speed or whatever else it may be. He's the odd man out because at least Michael Harris and Nick Allen are bringing good defense. I don't think Verdugo's giving you anything right now.
Well, as amazing as that is, what you with your with I think a spot on complaint about him. I think the Braves have had like 29 runs saved defensively or some stat like that. They said it's, I think CJ Nikowski said it yesterday, and it leads Major League Baseball. So that's my point though, is that that's why you can't afford to send Michael Harris down because he covers so much ground. With Ronnie in there, he can help, but you need Michael Harris to be able to cheat over to left field and help out, and he does. And so that's, to me, part of it. And Nick Allen's has been a wizard. He's literally like Rafael Belliard 2.0.
I think if you remember Marvin Skill. That's who I always think of. I think Omar Vizquel, who was right along that string of players that you're talking about.
I think Omar hit better than Nick Allen. But I hear you. And Nick Allen had a couple hits this weekend. It's you feel so close, yet you lose 2 of 3 to the Marlins, and you go, "Oh no, we're still so far away." And then you lose Chris Sale, which we haven't touched about yet in this segment, which is another blow to this team. And I was sitting there, and as bad as it felt, the half full guy said, "Well, look at it this way. You know what Schwellenbach is. You've never had Strider healthy with Schwellenbach and Chris Sale, all three together. You had them for twice you had those guys through there. And now you're going to go back to relying on Schwellenbach, and instead of Sale, it's just going to be Strider for the next month. Maybe that'll be enough. Maybe they can help you. Maybe they can sub. Maybe Didier Fuentes will continue to grow, right? Maybe he can kind of hit the kind of stretch that Schwellenbach hit last year."
Yeah.
And you never know. Maybe you know we need more from Bryce Elder. I'm a Bryce Elder defender since having the 12 strikeout game against the Giants. He's not been as good. I need more. But in his defense yesterday, they paper cut the hell out of him.
They did, and you know what? It's usually when Bryce Elder has bad starts, I feel like you can pin one thing and just say, "Well, this wasn't working." The problem with Bryce Elder is his stuff isn't good enough to just get him in and out of jams. Like there's a couple times, I think the triple that goes down the first baseline, I can't remember who was at bat for that one. Great pitch, slider down and in, like just a good piece of hitting. There was another couple of situations where, oh, good piece of hitting on the black, down low. But then you groove a slider or you groove a fastball, and it's like your stuff isn't good enough to get away with that. You know what I mean? We've gone back and forth about Spencer Strider, right? 96 mile an hour versus 98 mile an hour. And, and he grooves things, and they end up, going over the wall. Bryce Elder is way less, good stuff when it comes to actually being able to make hitters miss. And so he can't afford to do both. You can't allow them to hit good pitches and then groove one a couple of pitches later and they get sent home.
I'm glad you brought that up, because you hitting me with that made me think of Saturday's start by Grant Holmes, because you did not get the version of Grant Holmes that you got the week before, where he struck out like 15 guys.
Yeah.
But Grant Holmes, the resiliency he pitched with on Saturday and where he's come in just a year's span is phenomenal. His slider got him out of a couple of jams. Grant Holmes pitched in and out of trouble all day Saturday. I think he went 5 2/3. And am I the only guy that just freaking loves watching that dude pitch? I mean, because
is it the perm?
You know what it is?
Yeah.
It's like it's weird, because he was drafted in the first round by the Dodgers back in 2014. And you're sitting here and you're like, but he's an underdog because he didn't make it to the majors till he was like 28 years old. But he feels like an underdog. He feels like he's not supposed to be there. But here he is.
He also feels like he's 45. It's funny you bring up 28, because I'm like, he's only been 29. Around for like a year.
He's 29 now.
Not even 30 years old. It feels like he is like from that movie, The Rookie, where he's pitching to high school kids, and they're like, yeah, he still got it.
Mike, he spent 10 years in the minor – 9 or 10 years essentially in A, AA, and AAA in the minors. Yeah. And he comes up at 28. He's 29 now. He comes up at 28. And you're just like, this guy, he's against all odds. Right? And he's like, first round pick by the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Against all odds, Grant Holmes is here with his curlet, because he's got a curly mullet. And you're just like, but no, not really. Like, dude, and he's got good stuff. I mean, he can hit 95 with his fastball. His cutter, it's 92, 93. At average, it's 92. Yet, he feels like he shouldn't be here, and every start feels like you're cheating the system with having him up there. Every quality start or close to it feels like you're, as a Braves fan, I'm
like you're skirting by.
Yeah, well,
and
not
it's just
like
feels it feels like a ticking time bomb.
It's what just feels like when you're pushing a car to the limit, Like, they were talking, our wives last night were talking about how we were watching the race, and they're like, 5 miles this, or, you know, a half a lap this. And one right. of, someone was like, oh, how long is the track? And I was like, 2 miles. I can get 2 miles on fumes. And I was like, you're not supposed to.
You're not going 200 either.
Yeah, no kidding.
Hopefully.
But I was like, you know how bad that is for your fuel pump?
Yeah.
I went straight, old man.
Well, tonight the Braves will take on the Mets. This is not a replay. They're taking on the Mets again in New York, starting a 4-game series with Spencer Schwellenbach on the mound. And coming up, could one team have won if their star player hadn't gotten injured? We are going to cover Game 7 of the NBA Finals next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app. Yeah, gotcha.
It's the
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You've got Mike, Bo, Allie Mack, and Dylan here. Thanks for spending some of your morning with us. We're going to recap the NBA Finals in a moment, but I'm curious, Bo, Mike, what social media do you use to send other people videos or reels? Is it Instagram, Facebook? Is there one you prefer?
I normally do Twitter. That's normally the way I find the videos and send them. Now, like, Amy makes fun of me because I refuse to get a TikTok because, you know, I don't want my stuff stolen.
Mm-hmm. By other, fun of you for that?
By the country. Well, let me finish. By other countries.
Oh, yeah.
But,
well, yeah, okay.
But I dropped that in there, and she always makes fun. But this really makes fun because I watch a crap ton of what are TikTok videos that people post on Twitter. And Amy's like, Bo's on, Bo's on TikTok. He just watches all his TikTok videos on Twitter.
You're
and
using I'm like, a third
yeah,
party.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
I'm definitely an IG when it comes to videos. Although I will tell you, YouTube is sneaky.
Mm.
YouTube is a little bit sneaky. YouTube can jump up and get you as far as just the reels or whatever, the YouTube shorts or whatever.
Yeah.
I can roll on those for a little bit. When I was when I was not doing radio, I got in a YouTube groove where I would just watch people's YouTube channels for a while, and like people that just, you know, were just, you know, sailing or living off the grid or whatever, I'd be like, yeah, I got to check this thing out.
Living vicariously through
exactly,
them.
Exactly.
I think there's a big rift happening between Facebook and Instagram. I think it's going to be like Apple Android because...
But they're owned by the same
people.
No.
I understand that. But the sending videos. So Grant will send me videos on Facebook Messenger. I hate Facebook Messenger. Hate it.
Mm-hmm.
It is cumbersome. It is not fun. Instagram, so much easier. You just watch the video. It goes back to your little timeline, your little feed. But Facebook just doesn't work. And so I have probably at a time gotten like 20 videos stacked up that I have to watch from him on Facebook
exactly.
Messenger.
Exactly.
Because I hate yep. it
well,
so, Ali, so much.
I rarely use...
No, go ahead, Bo.
I rarely use Facebook Messenger. Like, I rarely even check it.
Yeah.
And I hate the fact that they separated Facebook Messenger from Facebook. I think that's the riff for mm-hmm. me with it.
That is the exact point I was about to make, because you have to have a whole separate app for Facebook
yeah.
Messenger, right? That is so stupid.
It sends you out of Facebook,
yes.
and then you're like, well, can I go back? And no, you can't. You have to exit
yep.
or, you know, like...
It's so dumb, because it's basically like Facebook's DMs is Facebook Messenger, but that's the only app that I feel like you have to go to a whole separate app just to go to the messages that are supposed to be in that other
yeah.
app. Instagram has regular DMs, TikTok has regular DMs.
Let me pile so on dumb. Top of that, too, because you remember you used to be able to watch the Instagram, like somebody would send you an Instagram link, you used to be able to watch it inside of your iMessages,
mm-hmm.
and then they did away with that and
yeah.
stopped allowing you to watch them, because now you're not using the app.
Exactly.
Right? So they cut that short, and at that point, I was frustrated. I'm like, dude, can I just have one central location?
Well,
if I want to send a video, I just text it to somebody and they can watch it right there.
Is everybody here on TikTok?
Yes.
No.
Yes, I'm on TikTok.
Does anybody ever send you TikTok?
Oh, yeah.
So here's what really irritates me.
Mm-hmm.
Half the time someone sends me a TikTok message, like a video to watch on there, and I click on it, half the time it'll take me to Safari because I'm on my phone.
Yes, correct.
And I'll be able to watch it. And the other half, it wants me to log in.
Yes.
And I'm
yes.
like,
yes, I completely agree.
What is happening
and
here?
I'm
like,
trying to
why
click
is
not
it,
now.
Yeah.
Like, not now.
Yeah. And it takes me to the app,
yeah.
download thing, or whatever you want to call it, the app downloader. And I'm like, why does it work half the time? And the other half, it doesn't work. I don't understand it.
Yeah.
So it's very confusing, but I do send stuff from Instagram. It's just I use Twitter so much more than mm-hmm. any other social media. Surprise than any other social media.
Does Greg get upset with you that you haven't watched his videos?
A little bit, because he'll say, okay, I just sent you something. You need to watch it right
yes.
now.
Lindsay does it to me all the time. She's like, I am offended.
Bro.
You don't understand.
Oh, yeah.
Simone does that so much to me, too, because I send a lot of stuff through. I'm like, boy, I send Twitter and TikTok. Like, those are the main two I'm on the most, so those are the stuff I send to her the most. She sends me so much Instagram stuff, and I don't even, like, honestly don't get on Instagram that much. I get on it here and there, but
yeah.
I don't get on it that much. She sends me so many Instagram videos.
She's
like, you don't ever watch my Instagram stuff. I'm like, because I'm not on the app.
Brother, you have that argument. That's every – that's what I've told Amy before. Amy will send me Instagram videos on Instagram
mm-hmm.
in the messenger part.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What I do is most of the time I copy link.
Yes.
And I text them.
Text it to her.
Yes.
And because you know why? Because if you want me to watch something, text it to me.
We had this Facts. Exact conversation last night because she was so upset with me. She was like, you haven't been watching them. I'm like, yeah, it's because we're texting one another. And I'm not going to go through the app to see, like, because she'll write a comment underneath it. And I'm like, you could have just texted me the comment. You know what I mean? Oh, check out this video. And,
yeah.
I'm like, how many conversations? And then with her friends, she does IG conversations, text message conversations, and Snapchat conversations. Like, she'll have a whole Snapchat group message going on. I'm like, I don't know how you keep up with that, dude.
Yes.
Like, it's crazy. So out of pocket.
Simone and I have had... And I don't try to do this a lot, but sometimes when I actually am responding to her Instagram messages, she'll try to do the same thing. We're having like two separate conversations on Instagram and text, and I'm like, nah, this is too much.
Yeah,
can't do it.
And I've told you guys before, it was crazy. When I used to coach high school ball, they didn't even have each other's phone numbers.
This is the worst.
Like, they didn't even have each other's...
Snapchat,
they
right?
They didn't have each other's phone numbers. Oh, man, hey, you got little Johnny's phone number. You need to get a hold of him.
Yeah.
No, I got Snapchat. He's your best friend. He's your best friend. You don't have his phone number? Nah, I don't need it. I just... Hit him up on Snapchat. I'm like, dude, this is okay. Stop.
It.
Stop. This is ridiculous.
Could phone right? numbers
hit him
be
up
done
on
away?
Snapchat and ask him what his phone number is.
No.
Okay? That's what I need.
I just don't understand the way the Utes communicate. it's just really weird. how they talk, because you'll be around them and they'll all be on their heads are just in their phones, and you're just like, you guys gonna like talk to each other, or are y'all actually talking? We just don't realize it. It's all through Snap.
Y'all know that's how like the younger celebrities communicate now, is like through Instagram DMs that like disappear. Like I don't know if y'all know, you have the you can send the Instagram messages that'll disappear after like you read them. Yeah, and that's how celebrities do it. You know, just in case they're talking about something spicy.
What are you Instagramming that needs to disappear?
So that my wife can't get mad at me and say, no, you said 6 months ago. And I'm like, no, I don't know what you're talking about.
Keep your receipts.
I need you to be able to scroll in reverse.
Yeah,
this was gone.
If your wife challenges you on something, you're gonna back down.
Well, let's get into the. That's a good point to move over to the NBA Finals right now. Game 7 happened last night. Thunder won over the Pacers. SGA had a great game for the Thunder with 29 points. Jalen Williams added another 20. Final score 103-91. Unfortunately, Tyrese Halliburton suffered an Achilles injury in the first quarter. Would the Pacers have stood a chance?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Because, yes, Allie, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. He had 9 points. He was 3-for-4 from three-point land at that point when the sniper, which was his Achilles, took him out of the game. That game was close. This game was a progression of good game, good game. It's starting to slip. It's starting to slip. It's gone. I literally looked at Amy. We were sitting there watching it, and we had put Pork Chop down, did Bath Time during halftime, which actually worked out perfect. And sitting there watching the third quarter and midway through the fourth quarter, and I think it was 84-68, and I was like, it's over. I'm going to bed. And I went in there to turn the game on in there, but I knew I could fall asleep watching it if I needed to, because I knew it was over. It was just over, and it sucked because we might have been headed. It started to me like we might have been headed for an epic Game 7. Not saying it would have been, but it sure looked like we were going to, because they scrapped until, I would say, right at towards the end of the third quarter, maybe midway through the third quarter, and then it started looking, it was slipping.
Yeah. You know what's crazy is in the third quarter, the defense that OKC was playing, and I saw the stat, 18 points, I think, scored off of turnovers in the third quarter for OKC, the most in any quarter in the finals the last 25 years. Insane numbers when you look at the – and that's – OKC's had that defense all year. I mean, that's what they've been known for. I said it last week, legendary on defense the way they've gone about it all season.
Yeah, 32 points in total off of Indiana's 23 turnovers. So that was a huge difference in the game. But to answer your question, Allie, I absolutely think that the Pacers would have had a chance if Tyrese Halliburton doesn't get hurt. Just the way he was cooking early on. And I know Tyrese Halliburton, you know, all point guards have turnovers, but – just those turnovers that T.J. McConnell had towards the third quarter when OKC went on that run to extend their lead the way they did, the way Tyrese Halliburton was cooking early on, again, I know that was later in the game and who knows how momentum would have shifted, but it just feels like if all that pressure that T.J. McConnell had to be the ball handler that he had to be more so than he is used to having to handle the ball with, you know, if Tyrese Halliburton is stayed in the game, if some of that ball handling pressure is taken off of him, I think that game could have been a lot different. Maybe those turnovers don't happen, and maybe OKC doesn't go on that extensive of a run.
Yeah, and you know, let me just say this, because this is something that has happened to me personally over the last 15 years. I am not going to sit here and say that if Halliburton doesn't get injured, the Pacers win the game. I have had that conversation about Colt McCoy, because that national title game when Colt McCoy gets hurt, that's my senior year. We're playing the national title game. Well, if Colt doesn't get hurt, they win the game. And I'm like, dude, that's just it's absurd.
Hold on. Here's two. First off, I'm not saying that they would win the game, but they would have. This game had a chance to be epic. I think.
Yeah, I agree.
They have a chance. However, now the ridiculousness about the statement about the game you played in is you can't tell me that Nick didn't. Or who was it? Was it McElwain? Was the OC?
Yeah,
you can't tell me that Nick and McElwain didn't do things a certain way because of the fact that McCoy was hurt.
For sure.
Now I know Nick wasn't happy at the end of the day. I don't know why I'm calling Nick like I know him, but I don't know why Saban. I know. Remember, Saban wasn't happy if that was like the worst. I just won my second national title and first with Alabama ever celebration by him, but I think he coached that game completely different because McCoy was out of it.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I think he knew that Garrett Gilbert, there was blood in the water.
So you can, miss me with that whole thing. I'm not one of those people at all when it comes to that. I have to have your back on that, believe
it
or not.
There you go. Check that out.
I got Mike's back.
Wow, look at that.
I mean, even though he's, you know, really hurt my feelings still, I'm still
kind of You guys are friends.
After all.
I don't know. You know, he doesn't return half my texts, so maybe we're not.
Have you guys set up your golfing date yet?
Oh,
man.
Oh, no.
Man, that's tough. Man. When is that ever going to happen?
I don't think it's there.
The mystery continues.
The search continues.
That there's the question. Am I going to get my car fixed first or Mike going to go golfing first? Which one is going to happen first? That's a question.
I didn't find that gorilla that escaped from the zoo and punched you in the eye. The search continues, Mama.
Well, coming up, Kevin Durant did get traded over the weekend, and we've got a mic'd up on the way.
Yeah. Speaking of the TikToks and the grams, my wife and I attempted a viral trend yesterday. It did not go according to plan. I'll tell you what we tried to do. Stick with us here on the Morning Shift Sports Radio 99 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
H2O.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the Morning Shift with Mike, Bo, Ali Mack, and Dylan behind the glass. This hour has been brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service.
Yeah, guys, it's interesting, too, coming out of the weekend. We haven't talked about it yet, but Jair Alexander, who we talked about on Friday, signs with the Baltimore Ravens on a one-year, I believe, $6 million deal. He was considering the Falcons, according to ESPN's Jeremy Fowler. Also looked at the Miami Dolphins, but Baltimore had the clear edge throughout the process, according to Jeremy Fowler. I have no idea what the offer was on the table for the Atlanta Falcons. I'm assuming that the Ravens got a little bit of a discount considering where they're kind of at as a team. And, you know, Jair Alexander, I'm assuming, kind of thinks he can flourish there in his, you know, 1 year of contract and probably play a good brand of corner. But I guess a little bit surprised to hear that the Falcons were kind of in the mix. Not the fact that the Falcons don't need another cornerback, because I think obviously we've talked about it, especially when you can talk about somebody who adds a Pro Bowl value like he does. But it just seems like we've talked about the Falcons time and time again when it comes to some of these big-name free agents, and the name Jalen Ramsey has popped up a number of times. I don't know what to expect, but Terry Fontenot at least showing the cards a little bit that maybe they'd kick tires on bringing in a veteran cornerback.
It's interesting, the fact that the Dolphins are mixed in there too. So you're going to get rid of Jalen Ramsey and you're going to bring in Jair Alexander. Like, that's just a weird concept to me that you're, I mean, that none of that, that just doesn't make necessarily any sense to me, but what do I know? Yeah, I just think that it shows that you're always looking to improve your team. So you're not, you know, and look at it this way. If you got Jair Alexander, what does that mean for Mike Hughes?
Yeah.
You know what I know? You know what I think that means for Mike Hughes?
Playing the nickel spot.
Exactly. Yeah. Absolutely. Because I thought he did a phenomenal job of that a few years ago.
Yeah.
I thought he was very good at the nickel.
He's a sure tackler, does a number of good things.
Kind of physical. So
that makes me bring up a question for you guys too. Does this make you feel good about, because we know when you get towards the end of training camp and cuts are being made because rosters have to be cut down, we always know there's an unexpected cut or two there. If, you know, a certain guy who's maybe a notable name hits that free agent market, does this make you feel good about, like, the way, you know, if Jalen Alexander was seriously considering coming to the Falcons, which it seems like, according to Jeremy Fowler, he was, does it make you feel good about how the Falcons are being now being looked at nationally by, obviously, you know, media, but players obviously as well? You know, if a bigger time caliber player like Jalen Alexander is willing to come to Falcons, if another guy hits the market like that, you know, looks like maybe the Falcons could be in the mix for another bigger name.
Well, I don't want to speak for the guy that actually played, because I don't know how you would have felt about it, but to me, it's not as much about where the team is who is leading the team.
I was going to say, I think the relationship Jair Alexander has with Jerry Gray, I believe, back in the secondary, I think that was a big part of it. And obviously, when we talked about Jalen Ramsey, that comes back to Raheem Morris. They've got their relationship as well. And look, we talk about this with coaches all the time. It's the same way with players that are free agents. You want to play with somebody you're comfortable with. You want to go to work every day with somebody you're comfortable with. I think that the thing, this is Terry Fontenot doing what he kind of always says that they'll do, and Raheem says as well, they're always looking to upgrade, no matter who it is. And I think given the cash strap situation that they find themselves in right now, this made a ton of sense. But you remember last year when the Matthew Judon trade happened, I was in the press conference with Raheem, and I asked him directly if them trading for Matthew Judon was a direct result of Braylon Trice hurting his knee just a few days prior. And his answer was the same as it's always been. We are always looking at options to be able to upgrade our football team. And this just goes along the lines with that of kicking the tires on Jerry Alexander.
Don't mistake, and I think this is where we fall into a trap. Don't mistake always looking, and then when something happens, that urgency is placed there, right? Like, you're always looking to upgrade your team. If a GM isn't sitting there going, if this guy's free, or if this guy will come to this price, yeah, we're going to sign him because it makes our team better. And then go, well, we lost our third round draft pick who we were kind of depending on to be a pass rush option, is now out for the season. Now the urgency to do that. So now we have to be a little more aggressive.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's like Alex Anthopoulos told Dukes and Bell on Friday that, I'm a seller guy. I'm not a guy I'm a buyer, not a seller. My mentality is to buy. I'm not in that sell mindset.
Sure.
Alex might be out there even looking to buy for next year. Like, remember when we got Iglesias, that was a next year move. He came in here as a setup guy, even though, and you knew that you were going to probably, you know, make a move and he was going to be the closer the next year. Well, that he might do something like that. Now, if they're two games out of the wild card, you know, the urgency of maybe doing more or whatever, or having to move for this year, that, you know what I'm saying? Like, so the urgency there is that's where it's at. They're always looking to upgrade your team. If you're, it's GM malpractice if you're not.
We're definitely going to be keeping an eye on that as the trade deadline gets closer. But before we get to mic'd up, news broke over the weekend that Kevin Durant got traded to the Rockets for Jalen Green, Dylan Brooks, and the number 10 pick in this year's draft, along with 5 second round picks.
What is Kevin Durant, and I hate this word, but what is Kevin Durant's legacy as a player? I mean, was it 15 all-star nods at this point, championship?
Yep.
But he also is known a lot for his off-the-court stuff and playing for 5 different teams now as he is for anything, I feel like.
I think he will be remembered for what he did at OKC and Golden State. How at OKC he was the guy. He was that leader in a lot of ways on the court. But to me, I always remember Kevin Durant as OKC, and then he sold out. But when he did, they were unbeatable in Golden State for those 2 seasons with him there. I remember him less of what people think of him as a locker room guy and a leader and all that, and can he win without a great core? And you know, because it was in the Nets and the Suns and all that. That's less to me. To me, I just don't know. He's not very. He doesn't come off very likable, and that's the biggest problem he's going to have. He's a Hall of Famer, no doubt.
Right.
He is. Somebody said, "What have you done since you left Golden State?" And he replied like.
Of course, it is
40, 40, 50 or something like that. The 50%.
40, 50, 90 or something
like that. Yeah, that's what it was. 90% free throw, 3-point percentage, and field goal percentage, which is it's rarely done. But he's just not likable. He's not likable off the court, and now it kind of is oozed on the court because of his failures places after Golden State, you know, where he's failed after Golden State. Him and Kyrie couldn't get it done. Him and
Bradley Beal, Devin Booker?
Booker was who I was. Yeah. Booker. You know, he seemingly can't get it done without just phenomenal talent around him, multiple guys.
And that's to me, that's the answer to the question. He's going to be looked at as a phenomenal scorer, a Hall of Famer who just needed, basically, just to keep it a buck, he needed a super team around him to get it done. And look, he was the reason, he was the biggest reason the Golden State Warriors became unbeatable, because with him, they were a super team. They were an unbeatable cheat code of a 2K team, basically. So he's a phenomenal player. Nobody's going to doubt that, but it is going to be look like he could never really do it by himself. So to me, that's what it looks like.
That's crazy, man. It is. And just a reminder, today's Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Coming at family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. We'll also have the wake-up call coming up at the top of the hour. I'm curious to hear if anybody has a thought on what Kevin Durant's legacy is. I think that's an interesting conversation, man. I mean, I remember seeing him last offseason ranked right behind Hakeem Olajuwon. I think he was like number 13 or 14 on a couple of lists of greatest all-time players. It's just wild to think of him in that light. But when you look at his stats, kind of believe he is. My wife is in this thing recently, and I mentioned to you guys earlier, my kids are out of town. Mm-hmm. First time in a long time, my kids are out of town. We're kind of, you know, just floating by right now. She decided that we were going to attempt a viral trend. Now, we talked earlier about TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, whatever it is. I have no idea what the viral trends are these days, Dylan.
Can I guess what the trend y'all did was?
Can I take
a guess?
Go for it.
Was it the one where there's a trend out right now where it's basically – your spouse, significant other, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, they, or really this trend is your girlfriend or your wife is saying, hey, my husband, my boyfriend has this so-and-so collection, or that. It's not that one.
No.
Like,
and you better be nice.
Yes.
Yeah, I've seen that one. Yeah. That one's actually pretty good. And I actually asked her what she would have me feature if we used that trend. Have you guys seen this?
I have not.
Okay, so this one's the one where the wife walks up to the camera, she goes, my boyfriend wants to show you his Pokemon card collection, and you better be nice.
You better support.
And he walks up. He's like, I have this Pikachu. And like, it's like whatever he's nerding out on at the time. She's like,
you know, in the background, like holding up a flip-flop or something.
Like, I tell him he's weird, but y'all aren't allowed to do that. You know, basically, I'm protective. And I asked my wife, like, what would you have me kind of show off? And she was like, I don't know. I'm some of your NASCAR stuff, I'm sure. You know what I mean? Like, some of your NASCAR swag. Like, look at this. Look at these hats.
You could show off your setup, too.
Yeah, like my iRacing setup. That's a good one.
I might have a candidate for this trend.
Yeah. You're a perfect candidate.
Yeah,
this trend.
Grant would be perfect for that.
Yours would be, which one do you go with?
Yeah.
he's got a couple.
But no, we didn't do that one. So we did one called the Fireman's Carry. We did one called the Fireman's Carry. And essentially, and I think she showed me this first like a month ago, but we, you know, obviously our kids are out of town, so it made sense now. Could you rescue your significant other if they were past the fire in your house? Like, could you get them out of the fire?
Oh, no.
And of course, dude, look, it is what it is. I'm a solid 290 at this point in my life. My wife was like, I think I could do it. She looked up these people that were being successful. And essentially, you lay next to each other on the floor. She grabs like one of my legs and rolls me over to where I'm like laying, like she's face down. And I don't know, pause on all this stuff. And that's why I didn't post the actual video. I posted a screenshot of this at MPJohnson79 on Instagram, at MPJohnson79. So I'm like, essentially, she finally gets me rolled over on her back and she's trying to get off the floor. Dude, you can't even see her in this video. Like, God bless her. She was going for it. And she's like, I'm going to get you out of this fire. I'm gonna do this thing. Grabs my arm, rolls me over on top of her, and then tries to get off the floor. And, dude, like, literally, it looks like I fell from three floors up, like a cartoon, and just smashed her. Like, it's just two legs dangling out from underneath a big 290-pound body. It's bad. So I don't know if y'all would ever even attempt this, but it did not go well in my house.
Have you accepted your fate if your house
were? Okay. Oh, yeah, I'm dying. I'm going down, dude. Like, I did it to her just to make sure that it's something that I could do. And, yeah, I, like, got off the ground and picked her up and carried her out. And her, like, she showed the video to her mom, and her mom was like, you know, just, hey, look, roll him onto a blanket and drag him out. And I was like, yeah, that sounds good until it doesn't, in the middle of fire. But
do you know how hard it is to drag dead weight,
dude,
especially inhaling smoke?
It was harder to get her off the ground than I thought it was going to be. And, you know, it was so interesting to me to be able to do that. But she couldn't even really get me rolled over. She was like, you are so heavy.
I'm sorry. But you're dead.
Yeah, I know. She said, how many pounds do you think one of your legs weighs? And I was like, I don't know. If we're just doing the math, I'm sure like 80 or 90.
I don't know what the math is, but there's got to be like dead weight is like takes someone from like I'm 165 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I bet my dead weight is like 250.
Do you think Amy could do it?
I think Amy has one job if our house is on fire and I'm passed out. it's to get Sprinkles and Pork Chop out and then pray that she can come back for me and like throw water on me or something, or or that somebody, she can call one of the neighbors because I'm not counting. Because you got to go downstairs in my house.
Yeah. It would have been a bad deal. We did it in our playroom. We had plenty of open room, and she finally, after a couple of minutes, got me rolled over, and then she was like, that's it. That's all I've got. Can't even get her elbows underneath herself.
Oh, my gosh.
So it was bad. If you want to check that out, there's a still – I didn't put the video because it definitely looks strange.
Fair.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, big pause. At MPJohnson79 on the gram, I posted a screenshot, and all you can see is her little legs just dangling out like something bad just happened.
Well, there are so many variables that go into it. Let's continue this conversation in the wake-up call. Would your spouse be able to conquer the Fireman Carry Challenge and get you out of a burning house? 404 726-0929. And what sport would you train for to win the senior games? We're going to talk about it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.